Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Yesterday we mentioned the renewal that's so obvious in springtime, and we compared it to spiritual renewal. As St. Paul says, putting on the new man, which, after God, is created in righteousness and true holiness. But sometimes we may look at our own lives and question whether such renewal can happen. It's a fair question. The psalmist had questions too, and he addressed them to God. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? He knew the answer. He knew that God and all God's goodness and power were always with him. He also said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. He knew that he was lovingly, perfectly, marvelously made. He realized he had a divine nature, that God made him spiritual and immortal. And this realization, he says, turned his sorrow into dancing. We can remember all this if we're wondering whether spiritual renewal is possible for us. It is possible because we are spiritual. As the psalmist also says, speaking of God and all his creation, Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. As we move ahead in our lives, may we all realize that this Spirit has made us, that it's with us all the time, and that we can express our divine nature because it's our true identity. Amen.